One of the items you have introduced is a joint resolution from the Senate that deals with revamping or, I guess, revising, as it were, some of the impeachment proceedings for Missouri.
That's exactly right, Dean. Your corrected characterization is accurate. It is a return to the constitutional model that belonged to Missouri up until the 1945 Constitutional Convention and belongs to the vast majority of the states and to the federal system, where impeachment proceedings originate in the House, and that means that the House of Representatives, in the case of an impeachment, would write articles of impeachment, and then those would go before the House the same way a bill or any other piece of legislation would. The House would have to pass those out with a constitutional majority, and if, in fact, the House voted to impeach one of the officers of the state, then that impeachment would come to the Senate. That's the way it was done, and the Senate then has the trial and decides whether to acquit or to convict, and in the case of an impeachment, the only thing that is done is removal from office. It's kind of like a substitute for an election. It's like, this is bad enough. We can't wait for the next election. Something has to happen. The 1945 convention, however, took that model away from Missouri and moved that trial into the Supreme Court so that if someone was impeached, then it would still start in the House. If the House moved forward, then it would go to the Supreme Court and they would try that impeachment, either convict or acquit. One of the interesting things, just historically, before we talk about the fundamentals of it, is that 80% of the impeachments in Missouri and the history of Missouri's Constitution have been of judges. And so you are, in that manner, what some people have said is putting the fox in charge of the hen house. I don't know if that's an accurate portrayal, but it certainly is what I think a very fundamental violation of checks and balances. Separation of powers is one of the key instruments that has made this country and so many of our states exceptional because it preserves the liberties of the people by having no particular branch powerful enough to act alone. The problem with violating those checks and balances by moving the impeachment into the judiciary is that you now have one branch of government which is involved in its own accountability, which is not what the founders intended. It's not what works well. No other state in the union does the impeachment process exactly like Missouri. There are others that have the courts involved, but there are usually other circumstances, such as Nebraska, where they have a unicameral legislature, so they have one legislative body, and that body impeaches, and then they send it to the courts because they're the only other body that they can send it to. What I would like to see us do is restore those checks and balances by simply putting the constitutional language back that was there prior to 1945. If you look at the records, you find that the debate in the Constitutional Convention did address the violation of checks and balances. There is in that record what appears to be a very passionate appeal by one of the attorneys. He had been an attorney for 30 years, was a member of the legislature and part of that Constitutional Convention, and he did make that appeal and sought to not put that change in the new Constitution. There are people who say, well, it's, you know, the people voted on it, so that must be what they want. But in my conversations with voters, most of them do not realize that. They don't even realize that Missouri does this different than the other states, than the federal government, and that impeachment is the legislative check on the other two bodies. It's a political process. It's not a criminal prosecution. No one is removed from office if they're impeached. No one is fined or imprisoned if they're impeached. They can still be charged with a crime and can go through the courts in that manner. But all impeachment does is remove a person from office if convicted. I'm hoping that if we can get this out of the Judiciary Committee, and that may not be easy, certainly I'd welcome calls from constituents, that we can get it to a vote of the people. Because it's a constitutional amendment, it will take a vote of the people to make the change.